Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gayle DeLauder. Houston Congressman Al Green says he's using some of his remaining time in office to once again file articles of impeachment against President Trump. He made his comments on today's Hello Houston.
The president has allowed ICE and CBP to become a paramilitary force that is unchecked. In fact, it has become judge, jury, prosecutor, and executioner in some cases.
The longtime Houston lawmaker lost in May's Democratic primary runoff to Congressman Christian Menefee. He unsuccessfully filed articles of impeachment during Trump's first and second terms. Green also told Hello Houston he's endorsing Democrat James Tallarico in the race for U.S. Senate. If your home was damaged by the derecho or Hurricane Beryl here in Houston 2 years ago, you can still get help with repairs. There's an event tomorrow at the Denver Harbor Multi-Service Center where people can learn how to apply. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
The city received about $315 million from the federal government in the wake of the storms. Local officials set aside $45 million for the Single Family Repair and Reconstruction Program. Residents earning 80% or less of the area median income are eligible to apply for up to $100,000 in repairs or up to $300,000 for complete reconstruction. The program will not meet the area's full need. The federal government estimated nearly 4,000 households had serious unmet housing needs after the storms, but only a few hundred will receive assistance. The 10 a.m. event in Denver Harbor tomorrow is the first chance to apply for relief. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
We have that heat advisory in effect until 7 tomorrow night. There's a slight chance of rain this evening, low near 81. Tomorrow's high expected.